We are launching into the third hour of the program. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the site. Those other talk show hosts charge you for their websites. We give it away, so enjoy at FreeTalkLive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Nemi.
And Mark out at some kind of town meeting thing tonight. So it's
duty calls.
You and I, so I always enjoy it when Mark's out of town.
I won't tell him. Next week's Halloween. I'm really excited.
You can tell him. I don't care. What are you excited about?
I'm really excited because I'm going to be here in Batgirl garb.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. And Mark is dressing up as well.
So cool.
So
I'm going to be so lame in comparison.
That's
all I've
right.
got is a V mask.
Oh, sweet.
It's hard to host a talk show with a V mask.
But you got that funky hat, too. That would look good.
I have the pimp hat.
The pimp hat. Absolutely.
The rainbow pimp hat.
Yep. Let's do it. Let's do it. It's going to be a great show on the cam next week for sure.
All right, so we're in an email here, and we just had a chance to basically to read the question before the news break. So I'm going to recap it for you. It's from a lady who writes, how do you pull people out of their Ron Paul-induced stupidity coma and get them involved in something that could actually make a difference? She says, for example, you could go the political road. Gary Johnson's actually on the ballot. And I've attempted to get local people out for some jury information and been told I was disloyal to the Ron Paul cause. It's ridiculous. And I need a support system where I can't get out there and do this. I'm lost. Okay. So there are a few different issues here, mm-hmm. and you had suggested, Nemi, that maybe you shouldn't come at the Ron Paul people with the attitude that they're stupid.
Or anyone.
Or followers,
anyone.
Or in a coma, or whatever. But I can understand where she's coming from, having been on the Ron Paul forums and been kind of promoting the Free State Project there. Mm-hmm. If you go to afterronpaul.com, it's a little website our friend Derek J has put together.
Nice.
Which, you know, there's not much to the site, but I think there's some, I think simple can be valuable in a lot of ways. It's just basically some videos about moving to New Hampshire and moving to Keene, for instance. So if you go to afterronpaul.com, you're pitched on the idea of moving to New Hampshire as, like, hey, this is what's next.
Yeah.
What else you got going on? Are you going to try to run Ron Paul in 2016? Is that going to work in 2020? So, you know, what are you going to do next? Are you going to wait around and hope some new messiah shows up in 2016? Maybe it won't be Ron Paul. Maybe Rand Paul,
right.
who, of course, is nothing, can't even carry his dad's jockstrap. But, I mean, as far as his principles are concerned, I'm sure he's a very nice man. I've met him briefly in person. But the guy endorsed Mitt Romney.
Right.
So you don't really have any hope as far as, like, another Ron Paul coming along and doing what Ron Paul did. And you certainly shouldn't wait around 4 years to find out anyway before you do some activism in the meantime. So I'd certainly be interested in hearing from you on this because Nemi and I, you know, we're here in New Hampshire where the Ron Paul people are the right people.
Mm-hmm.
They are the liberty community. They yeah. are out there doing all kinds of other activism. Ron Paul was just a sideshow for them.
That's right.
So I don't, you know, I can't relate directly to this because I've never had to deal with the rest of the Ron Paul people outside of the Ron Paul forums. Or as I said, I've been posting a few messages over the last few weeks. And I've been promoting the Free State Project there. And inevitably, the standard objections are coming up. I mean, whether it's Ron Paul people or Libertarian Party members or whoever, they're all going to come up with the same objections.
That's right.
And that is that, oh, well, I think things are fine here. We need to just be free in Ohio or wherever it is that yeah. the person lives. And so those are just kind of the standard issues. But she says, how do you pull them out of their stupidity coma and get them involved in something that could actually make a difference? I guess I'd like to know more about what exactly, you know, what interactions are being had with some of the Ron Paul folks on the outside. Like, is it that hard to really get them to do other things? Are they only about Ron Paul revolution and that's it? Can they not be incentivized?
Have they moved on to something else that you don't approve of? Because I'm coming
that's
back
possible.
To, you know, the tone of this email is surprising to me. And granted, again, I can relate to some frustration. But if you're talking to people this way, there's no, I'm not surprised in the slightest that you're not having any success and you're not doing any favors for your candidates either.
No doubt about it. She says, let's see. She's attempted to get local people out to do jury information and was told she was disloyal to the Ron Paul cause. I don't even,
that doesn't even make sense
to me.
So if you are getting accosted, for lack of a better term, by someone who's going off on you for doing jury nullification, I would just dismiss that out of hand myself. And just do what.
Maybe you're targeting the wrong people. I don't know.
That may be true.
Maybe these are like marginal Ron Paul people that she's talking to.
And not everybody is the same either. There's still, 35 different types of libertarians?
Well, right. And so these might be the most marginal liberty people that you're coming across.
Right.
Maybe they are just the Herman Cain supporters who decided to vote for Ron Paul in the primary. It could be that. So if you're not dealing with truly principled, liberty-minded people, then, yeah, it wouldn't be a surprise that you can't convince them to do jury nullification outreach.
Right.
Plus, jury nullification outreach, people know that there's a risk involved in that, right? They know if they're going to go out in front of a courthouse and attempt to give information to potential jurors, that could result in some problems, as it did recently for one of the outreach guys with the Ed Fortune marijuana case. And so the average politico activist isn't really a good target for doing those sorts of things. I'm not saying don't invite them. I'm not saying don't encourage them. But don't be disappointed if they decide they want to stay inside.
So read them the Riot Act either,
or
it's just not their deal.
Yeah,
right.
And or just wave a sign on the side of the road, some sort of traditionally safe political activity that they're used to. I mean, this is a new territory. Going out and doing jury outreach for the average liberty activist is new territory. Most liberty activists are new activists.
Yeah, that's true.
The people that are, and you have to have that level of patience with them and understanding. The people that are doing the Ron Paul thing now in 2012, most of them didn't do the Ron Paul thing in 2008.
Right.
So they're even new to the whole doing the Ron Paul thing activism. And a lot of them are younger. And younger people, if you're 18 years old in 2012, you were 14 in 2008, and you probably either weren't interested in politics at that time, and or if you were interested,
you couldn't
even drive yourself to wherever it is you need to go. And if your parents didn't agree, then you're staying home.
Right.
So, a lot of the blood out there in the activism community is new blood. It's people that don't have the chops. They don't know what it takes.
Right.
And I'm not saying this I'm not trying to be mean. I mean,
it's just a statement of fact.
Right.
I would agree with you. Because my first jury, and I'll come back and say again, if you're interested in doing jury outreach, come to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Some of the best jury outreaches I've done is because we have a bunch of people there.
Well,
a bunch of people, and they're again.
It depends. On some jury outreach days, there are a bunch of people there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe those have been the ones that you've been to, like at big trials,
a
Deimos trial. There were plenty of people.
Lots
there.
Of people. I think what do we have? Just under how many
total
people
attendees?
Yeah.
Over 80 people
showed
up. I think there were 90 people in the courtroom at one count, and there were a lot of people there doing jury outreach for that.
Right.
But on the average jury outreach, all you need is two.
Yeah.
You don't need to have a whole bunch of people. But then again, that's in New Hampshire. You can get away with two in some other places, but it's better to have more because then you're less likely to be messed with by the sheriffs or whoever might come along.
To speak to the level of experience, though, I had never been to done jury outreach. And so I went to our friend Rapture, who's been very active with jury nullification and jury outreach. And I said, hey, can you kind of hold my hand through this?
Mm-hmm.
It's an important thing for me. This is something that I want to do. Going out and approaching strangers is not necessarily my strong point, especially when I don't necessarily, I'm not real solid on the laws, or if I run into someone who knows more than I do, I want to be able to speak coherently and candidly and accurately. And you kind of have to find someone who's as Ian, you said, you want to be patient, and you want to kind of
show you the ropes,
and then one or two times later, you're there, and you know what you're doing, and you know where everything is, and how to approach people, and how to break the ice, and how to take rejection, because you're going to get a lot of that too.
It's still hard. I mean, especially if you're introverted, like I'm kind of naturally introverted. I'd rather just stay inside and play video games.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll go out and do what I have to do because somebody's got to do it, and I've decided that somebody's going to be me.
You. That's right.
But, I was at the Pumpkin Festival recently handing out information. I took a huge stack of Philosophy of Liberty trifolds down there and got rid of all of them. But there were still some times when I wasn't saying things to people that I could have. And so I wasn't as outgoing as I could have been. I got the
You're
job
getting
done.
Better, yeah,
not,
absolutely,
no doubt.
For sure.
But so I understand where people are at. We can continue. You're welcome to share your experiences with working with these new Ron Paul activists. It's Free Talk Live.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took like some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. But we needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part, there's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. Protect and connect your home with Protection One. Call 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
Wayne Daly from Midas Resources, October 24th, 2012. Gold opened at $1,709.43. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,759.30 for a 1 ounce, $880 for a half ounce, and $440 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,759.30, $880, and $440.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves here, toll free. The number is 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Emmy.
And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have there. They include archives, so if you missed a moment of the show, no problem. Just click and download. They're yours, and they're free. Go to freetalklive.com. You'll find the last 7 days' worth of the show right at the top of the website. Click. They come to you. No logging in. No membership fees. No jumping through hoops. They're just right there for free. And if you want to go back to years worth of the show, you could click to the SoundCloud page, Go to freetalklive.com. It's on the left-hand side under Listen and Share is the SoundCloud link. Or you can just go directly to soundcloud.freetalklive.com, and that'll take you to where you need to go to get all kinds of free shows. It's all there, all free. freetalklive.com. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support us, there are different ways to do that. We'll tell you more about that here as the show continues on. And, of course, as it continues on, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Plus, maybe you've got an answer to the question on the table about Ron Paul activists. And at least one of our listeners is expressing frustration in dealing with attempting to encourage them to do more. Like, I guess she's frustrated that she wants to do X, Y, and Z, like jury nullification outreach, for instance, and is getting the cold shoulder, in her opinion, from some of these Ron Paul activists. She claims she's been told that she's disloyal to the Ron Paul cause. I don't even understand what that means.
Yeah, I would be interested to hear the ensuing conversation.
Right.
How do you not engage someone who's saying that to you?
Right, and maybe this lady who emailed will call the show and clarify her experience, because there are questions I have.
Yeah, absolutely.
What is the Ron Paul cause now?
Go home and retire.
Right.
That's the Ron Paul cause
now. I mean, he joked on Jay Leno about having a 2016 campaign. I think it was a joke. It came off as joking. Maybe he meant it. But what's the cause now? There's nothing that Ron Paul is doing, per se, that's specifically something you can really rally behind. Yeah, he's got his campaign for liberty, the Students for Liberty. I mean, there are other kind of tangential organizations. But I don't know. Maybe I'm missing it.
Something I've heard you say before, and I've run into it myself, is plenty of people come to you and say, Ian, I have this great idea, and you turn to them and say, that's a great idea. You should do that.
Yeah.
And you really have to take the initiative yourself, because you can sit around and say, oh, these Ron Paul people should be doing this and this and this, and point your finger at them, whereas it sounds like she's going out and doing some things, but is she really being the change she wants to see? Is she taking the action that she's suggesting other people take? Or is she just upset because not everyone enjoys the same complaint, or has the same complaint that she does.
Or has the same values as far as what
right.
activism to do.
Exactly.
And I think our board operator, again, has a great comment here. He says it's no different than anything else you do with interacting with people. You'll take more rejection than anything, but you only get better as you do it, and then eventually the rejection doesn't matter, whether it's politics, asking someone out, or selling things. You have to listen to their reasons of why not, and then study and build a counter.
That's a fantastic, a fantastic point.
I was talking with somebody about persuasion the other night, as opposed to arguing with somebody, mm-hmm. you know, rather than getting into a debate and lobbing verbal bombs at one another, yeah. and, you know, while the other person's talking, you're thinking about what you're going to say next, which is typical of an argument. You know, if I'm arguing with you, I'm probably not listening to what you're saying. Whereas if I'm listening to you, I can then respond appropriately with something that might be persuasive to get you to listen to me and honestly consider what it is that that I have to say. But I can't really do that unless I've considered, you know, what you have to say in
right.
the first place.
And communicating that someone's a step further to that is communicating to someone that their concerns have been heard. You know, if I come to you and I say, well, you have this great point, but here are my concerns, X, Y, Z.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, oh, okay, I understand where you're coming from, or I can see your point. But let's go from there.
And don't just... That's something you can say, but it's also useful to recap mm-hmm. what the person has said. That way you can really prove that you understand what they're saying.
Yeah.
And you know, recap it in your own words. Obviously, don't parrot exactly what they said back to them, but be able to say it in your own words. That way the person knows for sure, oh, yeah, they got it right.
Or
they can correct
they don't.
You.
Right, correct. Yep.
So I think that... that the board ops onto something here. You know, you're not going to have success with everybody from the Ron Paul campaign.
No.
In the same way that if you go to the Ron Paul forums and look for after Ron Paul as a subject header, you'll see some of what, you know, those of us have been promoting the Free State Project have been up against. And it's a lot of people that just believe that they're going to, well, we're doing fine here. Everything's great. We're taking over the Republican Party, and we're going to be free here in Connecticut or whatever state.
Not in Connecticut.
Well, you laugh because the fact is you've got more experience at this than they do.
No.
And Again, that's not to say you're enlightened. That's right. Not to say
or better,
that,
or
that
an
you're
elitist.
Better or, you know, you're... It's just to say you've been around the activism scene longer,
yep.
And you know a little... You may be a little bit more seasoned at it. And that's not to say that there's not things you can't learn.
That's right.
That there's not things you're wrong about. But the Free State Project is, I think, the best idea for liberty in our lifetime. And I'm saddened when I, you know, when I see other people who love liberty, whether they're Ron Paul fanatics or whether they're Libertarian Party members or whatever. When I see other people who love liberty, especially the ones that I think are super activists, that turn their nose up at the idea of, oh, it's too cold, or we're doing fine here, we're going to be
yep.
free in Texas. That it's frustrating because I know that they're not. I hope I'm wrong. Really, I hope that, man, I hope the Lone Star Liberty guys make a great community down there in Texas and manage to somehow get the Texas state government to leave them alone, secede, or whatever it is they end up doing, if they end up doing anything, unlike the Free State Wyoming folks, which have been around for years and haven't really done anything noteworthy except for throw a camping festival once a year.
Hey, that's something.
But I know it's not going to work because I've done a bunch of activism in the past and it hasn't worked. But then again, you know, maybe they're going to do something different. Maybe they'll do something unique, revolutionary that, you know, we all can't foresee. And
right.
then we'll you know, have to admit, hey, we were wrong about that. But in the meantime, we've got people moving to New Hampshire, getting active and getting a real track record of success.
Yep.
It's
and
not
numbers.
A, right. It's not a
place.
Fantasy. It's not a pie in the sky concept like seasteading or Blue Seed, or any of these other things, the Honduras Free Cities, all of these things, you know, whether they come to fruition or not, they're just ideas. And that's not to say they're bad ideas. It's just to say that that's all they are at this point in the game.
And some ideas may work some places and not in others.
And the fact is, you've got to let people go. You know, you can't stay attached to whatever it is your vision is for them. If they don't have the same view and they don't have the same values and they, you know, they don't see the value in the idea of doing jury nullification outreach or moving to New Hampshire or whatever it is you're trying to convince them to do, move on.
Right.
Move on to the next prospect. There are plenty of fish in the sea, as they say, and somebody out there is in a position where they are ready to hear the ideas of jury nullification
yep.
or
ready
the
to come
ideas
help you.
Of
Absolutely.
Moving to New Hampshire as far as the Free State Project is concerned. You just haven't reached them yet because maybe you've been busy too much trying to convince the people that are not ready to be
talking
convinced.
To the closed doors. Yeah. Yeah.
And plus, the more you push on those people, you know, it's like pushing on a coiled rope, as they say, or, you know, it doesn't really do very much. It's probably going to go against you at some point if you continue to try to convince them against their will.
Yeah.
So if they're rejecting you, then
move
you
know, on.
Leave alone,
no.
Move on, find somebody else to talk to. 855-450-FREE. And if you can't find anybody to do any of your activism, hey, we're already doing it here. FreeStateProject.org. Make the move sooner rather than later. More coming up. You take control.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment? Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids, and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Bring up what you want. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free line brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. And you need to know about the Bitcoin. You can use Bitcoin to easily transfer your money to whoever else you want, as long as they've got Bitcoin, all around the world. And it is so simple. All you have to do is go and get the Bitcoin client, and there's actually more than one Bitcoin client because Bitcoin's an open source project, meaning that anybody can work on it, meaning that it's completely open to be audited. It's open to, you know, people that want to check it out, make sure it's legit. If you know your programming, you can go and actually audit the program, make sure that there's not some sort of backdoor in there that's going to be able to make it so someone can steal your money, for instance. It's a totally new concept to the idea of money. Like, the idea is you get to be in control. Whoa, how about that for once? Nice. Like, the bankers aren't in charge of this one. The bankers didn't come up with this one. It's a bunch of programming geeks that came up with it. And they've come up with what very well could be the most revolutionary concept to money that the world has seen.
In a long time.
In a long time.
A long time, yeah.
Like, since the invention of money.
That's right.
Basically. So you don't have a government issuing these things. You don't have a corporation behind this. It's an open source project, and the money is transferred almost instantaneously.
Yeah.
Now, you can see it. When you transfer Bitcoins to somebody else, the transfer shows up instantaneously. It takes a few minutes for it to confirm because it's a network. It's a peer-to-peer network of people that are connected all around the world. And once your money receives several confirmations, I think it's like at least 8 confirmations, then it becomes locked in. Then the transfer is, it's known to the world, it's confirmed, it's done. And it's a really reliable system that allows you to actually store your own value digitally, send that to anybody else around the world, keeps the government's mitts out of it, because you're in charge of your own vault. You can lock it up as secure as you want to, put it in an encrypted, you can encrypt the wallet and then encrypt that in an encrypted file if you want to, and put it all on an encrypted hard drive. I mean, you can go crazy with this if you want, and it's there for you, and it's really useful, and it's free. Go to weusecoins.org to learn more about it. It's impossible for anybody in the government to interfere with your account. It's impossible for anybody to counterfeit this system. It's brilliant. Weusecoins.org. Also, and when you're ready, you learned about the Bitcoin, you know you want some, go to bitinstant.com. They make it easy for you. You can go to over a million locations around the world in 30 countries, so there's probably one somewhere near you. I know for me it's a short 10-minute walk from here, 5-minute bike ride, to somewhere where I can go and turn cash into Bitcoins. And it's fast.
Yeah.
And it's easy. And you can go to bitinstant.com to do it. That's bitinstant.com. As we go to your calls, let's go to Justin, listening in Indy to WXNT. Hey, Justin, you're on with Ian and Nemi.
Hi, how's it going, everybody?
Welcome, sir.
I actually have been listening for a good number of months now. I was at the start picking the AM station as I was on my way home from work. And I got to be honest, I don't often always agree with you folks, but
that's okay.
I was really impressed with the conversation the other night about marriage and the responsibility of the government in it, and got a lot of good points. I thought it was a great discussion, and you kind of turned me over on that. Whether or not I agree,
What was your position previous? You said you turned over, so what was your position previous and now?
I was actually in complete agreement with you all on that subject. The part that I thought was interesting was how much it would affect individual states changing versus the entire, you know, country changing.
And so when you say you agree with us, you mean that the government shouldn't be involved in marriage at all, and the marketplace should provide marriage services or churches, for instance.
Yeah.
But what was your position previous to said conversation?
Well, previous to that, I thought it would be a good idea for states to start pushing, you know, individually to get the government out of it, and hopefully that would carry over. But I hadn't really considered the repercussions of people moving out of that state then, or having to travel to be able to get that license recognized. So that really started opening my eyes on the ramifications of, you know, doing it haphazardly instead of kind of looking at it as a bigger picture. I just thought it was a great discussion and the back and forth.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. So what else did you just call to give us accolades tonight, or was there something else you wanted to talk about?
No, I actually also had a question. I wanted to get you all's opinion on what it would be like if we were to perhaps require full disclosure on presidential candidates' picks for their cabinet before we were to elect them. It's something I've thought about for some time, and I don't understand why it isn't done. Maybe I'm missing something in the process, but I find that the cabinet that a president picks is often a huge influence on what they're going to be doing and how they accomplish things. And I'd kind of like to know who they're planning on their cabinet being before I agree to elect them.
So
I wanted to know what you're
I'm going to be blunt with you here. What you have is a ridiculous fantasy.
Yeah, I would agree with
and
that.
And here's why. Let's say it's a good idea, and maybe it is. You know, okay, great. Require them to give this information. Of course, they could always change their minds, right? But either way, let's say that that this is a good idea. Well, you're going to have to, in order to enact this idea, spend probably millions and millions of dollars lobbying to attempt to convince all of the 535 members of Congress, or a majority of them, to put forth legislation that would change the governmental setup to force presidential candidates to reveal these picks during their presidential campaign. You will, of course, be opposed by those people who oppose the idea, which will, of course, require you to spend even more money and more time on this matter. And really, ultimately, does it matter who's, you know, Mitt Romney's going to put in his cabinet versus Barack Obama is going to put in his cabinet?
Not to me.
To me, it doesn't matter one whit. And so I'm not going to spend one moment of time advocating for something like that, because I know how much of a difficult task it would be politically to make something like that happen, and that after all is said and done, what's it really going to say? Let's say you make it happen. Let's say you spend the next 20 years of your life struggling and fighting to get this new rule implemented with the federal government. And finally, you have your victory. Which, of course, is pretty unlikely because normally people that put forth politicians or people that put forth political ideas like this, they inevitably end up changing them in order to appease politicians who won't get behind the bill unless it has X, Y, or Z in it. But let's just say you get your bill passed and it was the way you originally wrote it, which, of course, it won't be. But let's say it is. You get what you want. You've spent a bunch of money and time on it. It's been your life's work. And finally, now every presidential candidate has to reveal this information prior to being elected. What has really changed?
Nothing.
As far as the actual process, I wouldn't say much has changed, but I do find that there's a great amount of influence in the kind of ideas and policies that are supported by the cabinet members on whoever the president happens to be. They're the people giving the president the information and kind of helping them with their decisions. So I personally think it's important to know who you surround yourself with when it comes to being in a position of power. That's almost important to me as the stance of the person in power is who they surround themselves with. So maybe it's just personal preference of mine. It sounds like you all, don't find the information useful. It's just something I was curious about on your opinion.
I think that a lot of people have a lot of ideas as to little tweaks that can make the federal government system better, more responsive.
For example, I'd like to see all laws vetted by attorneys or judges or whatever to see if they pass constitutional muster before they become law.
How about
I'd like
the Read the Bills Act
right,
from
exactly.
Downsize EC? That'd be a big
Just read the bills.
One.
There are tons of ideas out there.
There are lots of ways to change, to tweak the federal government to make it a little bit better here and there. But ultimately, none of those ideas are anything significant that will change the way business is done in D.C.
Or make it smaller.
It's not going to result in liberty-minded people being elected. It's not going to result in anything happening, like you said, to make the government smaller, make it spend less, make it less intrusive in people's lives. It's a huge waste of effort. For whatever amount of time and money you'd have to spend to accomplish your fantasy, spend it on the local level. At least maybe you'll have an impact at that point. But it's a fantasy. And, it's okay to have dreams, but dream big. I mean, that's not a big, to me at least. I mean, maybe that's to you like the most important thing, and I don't want to minimize that if that's the case. But it doesn't seem like a big dream. Like a big dream to me is, hey, let's secede and forget about spending time and money and effort, giving a damn about the Washington, D.C. folk. And I thank you for the call, Justin. Appreciate your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. We have enough time just for you if you dial in now. 855-450-3733. Take control in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live.
Election Day is fast approaching. As Americans, we're looking to vote in a new batch of Washington's best, brightest, and morally bankrupt flim-flam artists that money can buy. These irresponsible, unaccountable politicians will try to convince us that red is more fashionable than blue, or that blue is superior to red. These hucksters all want us to know that it's okay to bend over for their big business friends. In our hearts, we all know that no matter what color we choose, we're going to get screwed.
Oh, yeah.
The staff at Baba Boom says let's get screwed in style. From naughty to nice, Baba Boom has all the top brands of adult novelties, DVDs, sexy lingerie, and supplements that will help keep your bedroom heated these cold winter nights. Let Baba Boom help you get your kink on. Prefer to shop naked?
Oh, yeah.
Fulfill even your naughtiest fantasies online at shopbababoom.com. That's shopbababoom.com.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli. From USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson. Dr. Norman Shealy. Matt Stein. Dr. Joel Wallach. Larry Pratt. John Moore. Lisa Bedford. Marjorie Wildcraft. And 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers. And $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Are you storing food?
Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can bring us what you want, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features. Get interactive. And if you'd like, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or email. You can go to news.freetalklive.com, get signed up for our email list there, and link over to Facebook and Twitter, and you can follow us in that way as well. All of those are free ways for you to get information from the show. Sometimes during the show, if you're on Facebook or Twitter, you'll get occasional question, observation, show prep, link, things like that. And, of course, the opportunity to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners through our Facebook account. News.freetalklive.com will take you to where you can easily get signed up for those things for free, of course. That's news.freetalklive.com. We go to Ithaca, New York, listening to WNYY. Helen, my board operator says you're listening on FM. Are you absolutely certain of that?
No, AM.
Oh, you're listening on AM. That's what I thought. Okay, very good. Go ahead with your thoughts, Helen.
Yeah, I just had a couple things, but there's very little time. I was wondering, excuse me, and Amy Goodman, you know who she is? Democracy
she
Now.
Is the host of Democracy Now.
Right, right. And so she had the other parties that she wanted to have a debate.
That's right.
Yeah. But the Libertarian candidate didn't want to show up. Do you know why?
I heard about that. I think it's a mistake on his part. I don't know why. I don't know what the reason is.
Okay. So it looks like we're having an election here in almost 12 days because it's getting close to midnight. And so we either have to vote for Willard Mitz or we have to vote for Barack Obama. And so I was wondering.
No.
All right.
No, I don't.
I could vote for myself, you know.
Yeah, you could not vote at all.
I don't know about you, but here in New Hampshire, there are other parties that are on the ballot. You can usually choose from one of the third-party options. If any of those is more likable to you than the two main parties, and
but
of course you can.
The liberty thing, that's why I lived in France. I'm kind of like a socialist, okay?
Yes, we know. You've called before.
Okay. Why did your candidate refuse to participate?
Well, first of all, he's not my candidate. I don't endorse Gary Johnson. He is the Libertarian Party's candidate. I am not a Libertarian Party national member. I am only a member of the New Hampshire Libertarian Party. I do not have any association with the National Libertarian Party. I have not supported their candidate for president since 2004. So I can't answer questions like that. I'm not his spokesperson, and I'm not endorsing him for president. But I don't know why he didn't show up. I think it's a huge mistake. I think Gary Johnson made a huge mistake by not showing up at the presidential debates when Jill Stein was arrested from the Green Party.
Yeah,
I think he should have been there with her and should have been arrested
alongside
her, as happened in 2004 when the Libertarian Party candidate and the Green Party candidate were both arrested for doing the same thing. So I think Gary Johnson is really blowing it.
Okay. I think the Green Party candidate is a good candidate, and I don't know actually.
I don't think she's a good candidate, but I support what she did by trying to get into the the debates. I think that was a courageous move on her part.
Absolutely, I agree.
And got her some publicity, and good for her for being willing to put her own personal freedom on the line for what she believes in.
Do you folks have anything good to say about Barack Obama? Because I really don't want Mitt Romney to be in the White House.
Do I have anything good to say about Barack Obama? Sure. He used to smoke cannabis back when he was a teenager. But unfortunately, he's completely thrown every cannabis user under the bus and has continued to arrest and prosecute people for growing marijuana. So, no, there's not really much I have to say today that's really good about him.
Me either. I don't have anything.
Like, the dude should have, like, you'd think that somebody who used to use cannabis as regularly as Barack Obama would have some level of compassion for the cannabis user. He also did cocaine. That to me does not make him a good person in my book. But anyway, my point being that I would expect somebody who's been through that experience would be able to empathize with others in that same situation and use compassion towards.
Yeah, I know he has a lot of shortcomings, but Mitt Romney is really scary. That guy is.
They're both
really
scary,
Helen. Barack Obama drops bombs on people, and we know Mitt Romney wants to do the same thing. So I've yet to really discern a notable difference between the two, and that's how I feel about it.
Okay, well, I think there is a notable difference, but I think that we could find better characters. Why don't you guys run for office?
I'm running for state rep here in Keene, New Hampshire, what they call the floateral district, where I will be on the ballot across all of Keene, across all five wards in Keene. They will have the chance to vote against the incumbency folks that are running for election. I don't know if I'll win. I don't expect to. But I am at least giving them a run for, they're actually having to put signs up. They're going to campaign events. They have to campaign because I'm in the election. There's two candidates who will win. Three are running. So, yeah.
Well, I'm in a new state, too, but it's called New York, so I don't think I can vote for you.
No, you can't. But it would be it's the thought that counts, Helen. And I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Good luck deciding on what to do with the presidential elections.
I have no discussion. Thank you. Okay.
Yep, see ya. All right, so 855-450-FREE. I was reading a friend of mine from high school. What he posted on Facebook a couple days ago, it was this ridiculous graphic about Barack Obama and how compassionate he is.
Yeah, I can't look at that stuff anymore.
I had to respond.
Right.
I had to say, whoa, compassion. Compassion is not dropping bombs on people around the world. And he wrote back something like, well, compassion is going after Al-Qaeda, or something like that. And so then I wrote, compassion is not arresting marijuana users and arresting and raiding marijuana growers. That's not compassion either. He couldn't say anything back to that.
Yeah,
one.
No.
Let's continue here. Kelvin's on the line, on the amp lines, actually, in Colorado.
Kelvin.
Hey, Nimmy. Hey, Ian.
Hey, Kelvin.
What's on your mind, dude?
I don't really have time to get to my stated topic before, so I just wanted to ask question. I thought I heard somebody, I think it was you, Ian, mentioning that when the police pull over a car, that they get informed whether the person is a free state person or not. Is that true, or is that just if you're a notable
Not necessarily. It depends.
Oh, this is the state that can't even coordinate statuses of gun registrations or gun licenses.
They have notes when they pull up your information in their database.
Right, as far as your history, sure.
Well, your history, and they can just make notes if they want to. I mean, they can just say, she was a bitch, if they want to, in their notes.
It says that in my file, then, for sure.
And, you know, they can absolutely pull up information like that on you, yes. But no, they don't know that if Kelvin moves to New Hampshire and gets, you know, his license plate checked while he's on the roads, are not going to know that you are a Free State Project member, unless they've had some sort of interaction with you to where they know who you are.
Or you have a pork sticker on your car.
Okay, yeah. You could give it away like that, but unless they are familiar with you and have taken the time to enter some sort of database entry about you, then no, it will not reveal that. So it depends.
Okay, well, that's good. You haven't been singled out for persecution yet.
Oh, you haven't been. I absolutely
he
have.
Has,
I
yeah.
mean, yeah, if they pull me up, I will come up probably under the Free State Gang category. No, this is serious. They actually have a category called gang affiliation, and there is a Free Stater gang listing in there. But they wrote in next to it non-gang. So they, you know, it's not that
so
we're
are,
a real
you're
gang.
Not.
Huh?
You are, but you're not.
Right.
How does
so
that
they
work?
used that field in their system to list Free Stater. So it's
right.
So,
that was what I was remembering and thinking. Well, that probably pops up. You know, Free State Gang, nonviolent, or something like that. Also, when I was there, if I recall correctly, it's legal for a citizen to carry a loaded firearm right into the state house while thing is in session and. Totally cool.
Not openly anymore.
I thought they repealed that.
Yes, they did. And then
they first banned it. They banned carrying it into the state house.
Yes. The facilities committee made a decision 2 Decembers ago, the week of Christmas, that they were going to ban firearms in the state house, mm-hmm. and there was a big uproar. And then there were 2 pieces of legislation that were proposed that would have installed metal detectors at the state house. And also made it a Class B felony to carry on state property. Those did not pass. And when regime change took place, the new facilities rule was repealed, but it was replaced with you can conceal carry, you cannot open carry on the floor
really?
Of the house. Correct.
Just on the floor, but through the whole house you can carry?
I believe you can.
I'd be interested in hearing from the gun folk, you know, what the actual clarification is on that. But you can't do that in most state houses. We'll see you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
Got vampires, zombies ruining the neighborhood? From weapons expert Larry Correa, a new installment in the New York Times best-selling Monster Hunter series, Monster Hunter Legion. Publishers Weekly says this lighthearted testosterone soap sequel to 2009's Monster Hunter International will delight fans of action horror with elaborate weaponry, hand-to-hand combat, disgusting monsters, and an endless stream of blood and body parts. Monster Hunter Legion, on sale now wherever books are sold.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called CellShield RTQ. CellShield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's CellShield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.